I am S.S. Chauhan. This lecture is for MCA 4th semester. The subject is Analysis and Design of Algorithm. Subject code is 401 MCA. So again, we are taking a simple problem. Finding the maximum and minimum in a given series. In analyzing the time complexity of this algorithm, we once again concentrate on the number of element comparisons. The justification for this is that frequency count for other operations in this algorithm is of same order as that for element comparison. When the elements in an array A 1 colon n are polynomial vectors, very large numbers or strings of characters, the cost of element comparison is much higher than cost of other operations. Hence, the time is determined mainly by total cost of element comparison. So this is based on divide and conquer method. Means problem here, if a small series or a small series we do not apply the divide and conquer method. However, that is a simple case. Suppose there is only one element in an array, or if there are only two elements in an array, then that situation does not arise and we do not apply divide and conquer method in this. But commonly in algorithm, it is itself checked that what is the size of the series or what is the size of an array. So let us dictate the algorithm steps, and then we will understand what are all the operations being done in the steps. So algorithm maxmin and parameters for this algorithm are I, j, max, min. A is the global array, means A bracket 1 colon n bracket closed, means size of this array is n. First element index is 1 and nth element index is n. The parameters I and j are integers such that 1 less than I, 1 less or equal to I, less or equal to j, less or equal to n. The effect is to set max and min to the largest and smallest values in array I colon j respectively. Now see, for a single element we can see that if I equal to j, means if there is single element, then normally both index will be same, and then max equal to min equal to a I j, means whatever the element is given in the array, that is single element, we can call that min, also we can call that max, and that is single element. This is the first case. Now in algorithm, the second step is given, else if I equal to j minus 1, that means there are two element. Suppose I equal to 1 and j equal to 2, then the condition satisfies that I equal to j minus 1, then This is the other case. So for this simple two step algorithm, Poisson's is given that if AI less than AJ, then max equal to AJ and min equal to AI. Definitely I is the first element, J is the second element, so that second element is this condition satisfies that AI less than AJ, that means max equal to AJ second element and min equal to AI the first element. As if then this condition is not satisfied, then max equal to AJ, the max equal to AI and min equal to AJ. In the previous step, second element was maximum and first element was minimum, and in S case the first element is maximum and second element is minimum. So this is these steps, this portion of algorithm is for if there are two elements in an array. Now next portion of algorithm is based on divide and conquer method, means if there are more than two elements, then we apply this technique. So in this technique the problem is divided into two sub problems, and those sub problems are solved independently by calling this algorithm recursively and then combined in last. So this is the else case. Now third portion of the algorithm, if p is not small, that means problem is not small, divide p into sub problems, find where to split the set. Now here the calculation is for finding the index where it is to be split. So calculation is for that. We are taking here a mid variable, so mid equal to I plus j by 2 and floor of this value has been taken. I plus j by 2 and whatever the value we find, we take floor of this value, means as we have done in previous sections, that suppose 7.5 value is for mid, then floor value is 7. Now we find here the point where to split. Now how to split? We split this problem into two sub problems. As we call the algorithm recursively, max min, I mid, max min. If you see in the starting of algorithm, we have parameters were given I, J, max, min. That means I and J are given initial and final index, and max and min we have to find by using algorithm. So here I and mid, these are the indexes, means series or the array is split into two part, I, mid. And by using algorithm recursively, we find max and min for this series. Next, max min, again algorithm is called recursively this. So in this the array size is mid plus 1, means next to mid, and j the last value, last index, and here we find the values max one, and min one means by using, by splitting the series, we find two min and two max. So now how to combine these max min means how to find final max and final min. So for this, we combine the solution by applying condition. If max is less than max 1, then max equal to max 1 means we compare both the max we found from these two sub problems. So whichever the max is greater, that is the final max. And second, if min is greater than min 1, then min equal to min 1. So whatever the solutions we found by using sub problems, so we have combined here the solution. We combine both the solutions here. So this is the total algorithm here for finding the maximum and minimum if there is one element in an array, if there are two elements in that array, and if there are more than two elements in the array, and in that case we have to divide the problem into sub problems, and then whatever the results we get, we combine those results by applying these two statements. So we get the final result. Here again we see that how to calculate the number of comparisons. So here the number of comparisons are calculated using a recursive statement. That is, when n is the power of 2, that means n equal to 2k for every positive value of k. That means the statement recursive formula can be given as tn equal to 2t n by 2 plus 2. So recursively, if we solve the problem, solve this statement, the final value is 2 to the power k t 2 plus sigma 2 to the power I 1 less or equal to I less or equal to k minus 1 equal to 2 to the power k plus 2 to the power k minus 2. After solving this, we get 3n by 2 minus 2. And so total number of comparisons are here, this 3n by 2 minus 2 means the complexity is of order n here. So this is the final solution for this divide and conquer technique based method for finding maximum and minimum.